this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Party on, Wayne.
And we are your hosts with the posts. That's right. Wayne's World came out 48 years ago today, I believe. Ask your grandparents about that one. And then they'll ask their grandparents about it.
And then Mike Myers will show up and do a 38-minute soliloquy about all the different characters he's played over. Is that the right word, soliloquy? Probably not. But you know what?
Well, I guess it depends if that's the word you're trying to use or not. I'm not really sure what you're doing.
Well, you know what? That's questionable, too, to be honest with you. So.
Hey, what about Toonces the Driving Cat, huh? What do you think about
that? We haven't had a big screen Toonces movie yet.
One of the best characters ever in Saturday Night Live history that was extremely stupid, but was absolutely perfect for what it was.
Wait, we've talked about this about a million times.
But have we talked about Toonces?
No, just like what the fuck was up with them making Saturday Night Live movies? Like there was a whole slew of them there for a while, for like a good 10-year stretch. You'd have a new one.
Well, they didn't have original comedy ideas in Hollywood as we can tell nowadays, there's zero comedies going on. So they were like, well, we'll lean on SNL to sort of farm out these things. So there was 16 Adam Sandler movies in the 90s, 32 Farley/Spade movies. You had some Will Ferrell things. It was just like, let's just pump all these out as much as we can.
Yeah.
Ladies Man had a fucking movie.
Yep.
That was when you knew it was like, all right, we are really at the bottom. That skit was completely one note. Cavathier. That was pretty much the big joke, wasn't it?
That and just that he was the worst ladies man alive. Yeah, that was pretty much the whole thing. Yeah.
Like, yep, whole movie out of that. Superstar, whatever.
God damn.
Yeah, the 90s were great, huh, folks? Remember those days? We almost never talk about the fucking 90s.
Yeah, we never talk about it at all.
Podcast.
And this is actually kind of leads into what I want to talk about because it has to do with the 90s. But when you were a kid, did you have a habit of calling your parents at work and just like?
Yeah, I do recall that was a thing. It was always like there was a certain way you had to do it.
Right, you had to call, and then you'd speak to like their desk mate or somebody, or there'd be a certain number or whatever.
My mom worked at a law firm. It was a small firm, and there was a secretary that we had to like call specifically, and then like, hey, is my mom there? And she was like, oh, hi, Geiger, how are you? Like, a little bit. You had to be very specific about when you did it, how you did it.
Right. The whole thing, you would always call and you'd be like, you'd be calling to ask like, hey, where's the peanut butter at? Or like something just fucking absolutely stupid.
Yeah.
You'd be calling, wasting your parents' time to do that. So I think what has happened is my parents are seeking revenge on me for doing this, because they will call me multiple times a day during the workday to tell me like, oh, I ran into some guy you graduated with that you don't even remember, his mom, and he's working at this dealership now. It's like, okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. And, oh, I just thought you'd like to know why. What am I going to do with this information? Nothing. Or they'll call and they'll say, oh, I forgot why I was going to call you. And then they'll sit there on the phone. It'll come to me. And it's like, I don't want to do this with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think they're just kind of getting me back for all the years of calling and saying, hey, can you fold my laundry when you get home?
Right.
I'm 14.
Yeah. Right. Like, where are my socks at?
Yeah.
They're in your sock drawer. Oh, cool. See ya.
What's for dinner?
2 hours.
What's for dinner?
Yeah. Well, boy, a lot of that. Well, I've my parents or my mother has tried to return the favor, but I did the wise decision of never answering her calls ever.
Mm-hmm.
We are almost entirely text-based relationship. The point where it's like 11:58 p.m. on Mother's Day, I'll shoot over the, hey, happy Mother's Day. You know, it's kind of that point. just under the gun there. The idea of my mom calling me any random time is just not going to happen.
You see who it is, you say, nope, not today.
Mm-hmm. She'll still occasionally text me, saw this on Facebook, and it's, you know, one of these. I want to know, what is the market for, like, current day, like, Far Side type cartoons? Because they exist, these, like, guys who decided to make these very obvious Gary Larson ripoff cartoons in the year 2023 that are getting passed around Facebook to all the various retiree age folks. But it is absolutely wild. I guess that there must be some money to be made in doing that, but I don't know how.
No, I can't.
Because every single time I see one of them, it's got 7,000 layers of JPEG artifacts and watermarks and everything. So there's no way to know where it came from. It's like a street joke or something. It's like a Yo Mama joke at this point. This is a mythical origin.
It's a pixelated arc, cropped in from somebody else's profile that, like, half the text is cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like,
That says something about Obama, I think. Or it might be about Zatarain's rice. I have no idea what it says. That's
a real toss-up. All right, hold on a second.
Anything.
Obama, Zatarain's. All right, let's see.
Well, there's a couple of different angles you can do on that, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. She'll send me one of those every once in a while. Thought you'd like to see this with regard to your kids, and it's some, you know, some adult. It's like adult rabbits sitting on a couch as like a bunch of turtles are running around or something, and you're like, get it? And it's like, I'm not. If I could read the text, it wasn't so goddamn pixelated, I might be able to agree with you. Whatever the commentary this fucking thing is making. Great point, Ma.
Well, hey, you know what? At least she's not calling you. So,
yeah, I guess that's the big joy I can get out of our relationship.
The only joy.
Great. Well, speaking of joy, why don't we read some fucking posts, huh?
No, I'd love to. A concerned wife posted this over on Reddit. About 5 months ago, I wandered onto a Facebook group for urine therapy. I was put off at first, but soon became intrigued based on the claims that people were making. I have very high blood pressure in my eyes, so I began doing urine eye drops every morning and night, and it seemed to help. I didn't tell my husband about this because I was a little embarrassed and thought he would be disgusted. Mm. Anyways, my husband has very serious IBS, borderline Crohn's. I saw on the urine therapist Facebook page that ingesting urine could help with IBS, so I thought it would be beneficial for him to also begin urine therapy. I was scared to tell him about it, but I knew how much it would help him. So every morning, I would secretly pour a bit of my own urine into his cup of Joe. Mm. At first, it was just a few drops, and by the end of the first week, it was almost a full shot glass.
Mm.
At first, he didn't notice, and all was going well. He even mentioned once that his IBS hadn't been as bad lately, which is a clear sign of the urine therapy working. Cause and effect. At around the 3 week mark, the urine to coffee ratio was about 1 to 3. My husband asked me if I was using a different coffee brand or a different creamer, but I just giggled to myself and told him it was a mystery. I asked him if he liked it, and he said he didn't know what to make of it. That's when I dropped the bomb on him that it was my urine that was giving it the distinct flavor. At first, he laughed and thought I was joking. I then told him about the Facebook group and how it's helped my eyes and his IBS. When I told him about this, he was in disbelief. He berated me and told me I've been poisoning him without his knowledge, even though it's clearly been helping him. He threw his favorite mug on the floor and shattered it in a fit of rage and told me to pack my things and get out. I found a motel for the night, and I'm about to move in with my sister for a bit until we can figure this out together. Anyways, am I the asshole?
Good cue. Now, I don't know about you, but and I feel like this is a universal experience, but it literally just might be me. But every day, whenever I make coffee, there's like one in, I'd say once a week, there's a day where the coffee just tastes off.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, you just, it's either it's just too like much or not enough.
Something's wrong. I don't know. Something happened with the old cup of Java. And I would never even think like, maybe my wife pissed in this or something. Or I wouldn't even think like something went wrong. Just be like, today's cup tastes bad.
That's not a good coffee day. It's okay, because after the next two, I'm not even going to notice it anymore.
Right. So I feel like my wife could be pissing in my coffee is what I'm getting. And I would never even, just wouldn't even like, today's is weird. Today's kind of a little warmer and saltier than
usual. Yeah, there's a little bit of a ammonia aftertaste to this one. I mean, I gotta say, if you're doing black coffee and you put some piss in there, I'm not sure you're gonna really notice all that much, to be honest with you.
Well,
it's only one way to find out. That's right.
Yeah.
Folks, cut back to us on that one.
Mm-hmm. We expect a couple of you guys to try this experiment at home. See what the old lady thinks. See what your waifu pillow thinks.
Let us know how it helps your eyes and your IBS.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. It's funny that she's like giggling to herself. Oh, you silly boy drinking my piss. And you're questioning it. Tee.
Who's mommy's silly little piss drinker?
Don't sign your posts.
Mommy's little piss drinker.
Well, speaking of disgusting things, this is from the subreddit r sex. So I caught my husband doing his business and watching porn before he was heading out, and I came over and asked if he would like me to just finish him off by going down on him.
Mm.
To my surprise, he just said no. He was good and kind of shooed me away. Obviously, we talked about it afterwards, and I was surprised to hear that sometimes he just enjoys masturbating, even over whatever I could bring. Is this something that's common? I kind of understand, but he's completely replaced all my self-pleasuring fun ever since we moved in together. And the specialist 9000 responded, a friend of mine told me that even though he and his wife have sex 2 to 3 times a day usually, at the end of the night when it's about 10 or 11, he wants to go to bed, he might just go and masturbate.
Mm.
And to that I said, the idea of having sex 2 to 3 times a day puts me to sleep. Just the idea of it. Oof. What am I, 17? Good Lord.
So this guy's he's nutting 3 times a day, and then he's like...
And then at the end of the night, he's like, boy, I need to get another one off.
Yeah, that seems like a problem that guy might have. Yeah. Oof. I don't like that.
Brutal. That's a lot. That's too much. All of it's too much.
You ever, how many, what's the most you ever cranked out in a day, you think? Can you? I mean, this is probably, I'd say I'd probably hit this 10, probably when
10.
I was in,
good
like
Lord.
When I was like a younger man.
Certainly. Yeah, 10 feels a lot. I don't know. I feel like I'm maybe 6. I don't know.
It hurts
a lot after a while.
just a puff of air coming out at the end. Well,
10. That's a crazy number, I gotta say.
Yeah, that's a lot.
that's an abnormal amount. A little Joey Chestnut of jerking off over there. I'm guessing that's where a lot of your nut went. Was your chest.
Ha 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 ha!
too much, man.
It's the fucking, it's the hot dog eating contest, but it's just guys up on stage jacking off furiously.
And just a guy just comes in 20 seconds, and someone's like rings a bell. It's like, all right, Tommy's on board. He's got one. He instantly has to start over again. And like the winner gets like four off in like 40 minutes. It's like, all right, it's just not as exciting. We're just watching guys jerk off for 40 minutes.
That's tough. I you know what? I'd be a little gun shy, to be honest with you. So,
yeah,
nothing but nothing but respect to my those soldiers. So, oh man, that's fun, Joey Chestnut. that's a name.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of eating, though, this is from R Ask Reddit. What do you eat when no one is looking? When I'm home alone, I make myself some vinaigrette with olive oil and balsamic vinegar and drink it. I also take shots of straight Worcestershire sauce. I've also eaten frozen bagels without thawing them. And if I'm craving something sweet, I'll make myself some pie dough and eat it raw. Whether it's from laziness or curiosity or just because it tastes good, what do you eat when no one is looking? This is my username one commented. I put ketchup in a cup and drink it.
Ooh.
And, user Dear Bill added, skin, I'm peeling my sunburn.
That's the most normal of all these things. It's eating your own skin. Oh. A fucking frosty mug of ketchup. Down it. The fuck?
Getting home from work, getting that old... Nice tall glass out, reaching and getting the French's out and just filling her up, standing guys, at the counter.
Yeah. Guys at work has a tough meeting, reaches in the code, grabs a flask of ketchup.
It's one of those little ones, like the letter look like a bottle of ketchup that you peel back and he's squeezing his mouth. Just a little nip. Just a little nip to get over.
Yeesh. I can understand the vinaigrette with olive oil and a little vinegar because I don't drink it, but I have no problem being like, hey, let me take a little shot of this just to like see what it tastes like. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Like my wife is someone who's like, you got to put it on food to taste it. But I'm like, I have no problem being like, yeah, let me just take a little, just a quick little nip of it. But I'm not like, it's not something I'll do throughout the day or anything. It's just like, let me just get a little hit of this. See, oh, that's good. Nice.
It's the guy's going into debt because he's buying bottles of the Olive Garden Italian dressing. He's having a six for those a night.
And I have to ask, so he makes himself pie dough. Now, what does that mean? Is that just like, I'm guessing it just means he buys like the frozen thing
probably
from the grocery store.
He's probably just,
the idea of him like making a pie dough from scratch
just to eat it
by itself is truly demonic. I really hope that's not what's happening. That's worse than anything.
Just a long vignette of him putting the stuff together, and he's getting, you know,
rolling it out.
Yeah, he's like got perfect. The flat,
gently settling it in the pie tin, putting it on the sill too, to sit for a while, and then just picking up and just shoving the whole thing in his fucking fat mouth.
I can't imagine. Oh God Almighty! I just can't imagine that just raw pie dough would be, you know. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I mean, there's no good way to just eat pie dough by itself, but that would be one of the dumber ways for sure. Cup of chup. Yep. Come home. Heat it up a little bit. Oh yeah, dude.
Reddit guys, don't we?
I found a very interesting subreddit called r no poo, which bills itself as such, a place to discuss natural hair care and alternatives to shampoo.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's not what you would think by the name No Poo. Basically, they hate shampoo.
Okay.
Here's a thread started by a user named Difficult Context. I've been No Poo for 2 years and being pressured by family and my girlfriend to wash my hair with, quote, native shampoo. I love No Poo. Hair has never felt better and cleaner. I have gotten 2 compliments in as many days about my hair. My girlfriend says my hair doesn't look as good as before, that it doesn't stink, but it doesn't smell good. My mother says it looks greasy and told me to wash it. When I got out, she said it looks better. I told her I just use water. My girlfriend bought something called native shampoo and expects to wash my hair tomorrow. Is this going to break my streak? Or is this a healthy alternative? Thanks for any info. And here's a response. 2 people you trust and love say your hair needs to be washed. Wash your damn hair. Yeah.
Was not what the guy was looking for. That is not the answer you wanted.
Not on the anti-shampoo subreddit.
What a weird fucking thing to...
Why would that be any part of your personality? Just either use shampoo or don't. Why would you become like... the guy who's like, this is going to be a part of my personality. I'm a guy that doesn't like shampoo.
Me? Yep. I don't like shampoo. It's like, all right.
Jesus Christ. It's like, I don't know anyone that likes shampoo. They just use it. It's not one of those love or hate things. It's just, you just use it.
Yeah. What's the alternative?
Do or don't.
You don't wash your hair, or you what? Like, speaking of olive oil, don't some people like use olive oil to wash their hair?
Brother, I'm not sure, but you're just talking about Italians, is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
You're just talking about Italians, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They use it to wash their hair, they use it to wash their cars.
Yeah, they're just...
Stinky.
Their Camaros or their Corvettes or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I remember from childhood is my uncle telling me that IROC, the car type IROC, mm-hmm. stood for Italian Retard Out Cruising, and that has stuck with me for a long time. So.
Yeah. There's all those cars from that era have some sort of a acronym for that winds up being a slur of some sort. isn't there one for Puerto Ricans or something? Or
there's
definitely
I don't know.
One for N-words. I know one of them. Which one could be that? You got Chevy or something. Ford is definitely. One of them's a good N-word one, but I can't remember what it was. Folks at home, write in. Let us know your favorite slur car acronym. We'd love to hear it.
God damn.
Dotson, maybe that's what it is.
Would that be an Indian guy? Dot. I was gonna do a voice in my head. Good. Hey, speaking of slurs, Chaotic Pyro started this thread over on stormfront.org many years ago. The game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which is to be released in the U.S. on October 19th, is based on a black male who joins a gang and fights other gangs while robbing, killing, having sex with prostitutes, etc. I want to note here that they spelled the shortened version of etc. wrong, so that's pretty cool.
Sure.
I recently posted my feelings about this game at a forum for the game. I tried to be considerate to the other blacks on the forum, but I was suspended for being considered a, quote, racist. Can anyone help me fight back this website? I am sick and tired of this N-word loving bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Shrapnel replied, on the plus side for this game, you won't be killing a bunch of whites. You just get to kill loads of your fellow brothers. I think I'm going to get this game just to have a game where I can fulfill some fantasies of creating pandemonium in a black hood. I'll just pretend I'm Aryan and not a black gangbanger in the game. And user Neartran added, I don't care what color the pixels are. This game looks amazing. So, spoken like a true gamer.
And he turned out to be right. One of the best games ever.
San Andreas. Nothing like it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the, there's only a couple games where I feel like I can't even play anymore because I played them so much.
That's one of them.
I feel like if I booted it up, I'd be like, oof, I've tread this territory too many fucking times. Like, you know, I already know every goddamn fucking frame of this game.
I'm good. We're good.
Boy, it's the idea of guys talking about San Andreas Online is, it's hilarious. I still remember when that game came out, it was such a big deal.
Was that the first one? Is that
there? No, used was,
to, no, no, so no, was, no, I know it was the first one, but there used to be a time when they would put the video game out and then they would also put out like the soundtrack to it. So like whatever was playing on the radio, or was that Vice City that they did that? That might have
been Yeah, Vice City definitely had a crazy soundtrack, and I think Grand Theft Auto 3 had one too. But definitely Vice City started that. I remember the commercials for that fucking, was it Andy Run?
Oh yeah, yep.
I remember that. It was so 80s. Oof. I feel like the 80s is over now, right?
Yeah, 90s.
80s had a good run.
The 90s stuff is definitely like, it's now, that's the thing that's coming up now. There's gonna be a, there's a fucking, they're remaking, we're talking about remakes a little earlier, there's Toxic Avenger is coming out. They're remaking that. Peter Dinklage is in it. I don't know if he plays Toxie or what, but
is he Toxic or is he the Avenger?
Though that's the same thing. So
not how I remember. Yeah, I think once Stranger Things happened, people were like, all right, we're done with the 80s. Let's move on to the 90s. We're going to do fucking, what? The Full House came back at that point. Mm-hmm. Fucking Saved by the Bell, I'm sure.
They did do Saved by the Bell. And then Screech died.
Now we miss him.
Do we?
This one is from 4chan. When CJ Ryder, Sweet, and Big Smoke go to Cluckin' Bell in the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas Mission drive-thru, Carl and Ryder both order number 9s, while Sweet orders a number 6 with extra dip. Big Smoke surprisingly makes a much larger order consisting of 2 number 9s, a number 9 large, a number 6 with extra dip, a number 7, 2 number 45s, one with cheese, and a large soda. Cluckin' Bell serves primarily fried chicken, and the menu items that are as shown in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and Grand Theft Auto 4. Assuming the menu hasn't changed a lot in the 20 years between the games, we can extrapolate the contents of Smoke's order. And number 9 most likely contains fries and or a drink to be upsizable, and number 6 comes with a dip, making it either nuggets or chicken balls or the salad meal, and number 45 must either be or contain a burger to have cheese applied to it. I believe the number 6 is in fact the salad due to containing ranch dressing as a dip. This explains how Sweet originally got his nickname. He used to eat a lot of candy, but now he eats healthy, as in number 6 or the salad meal. The number 9 is most likely the Little Peckers. Well, it could be the Cluckin' Huge or Big Meal. I find it hard to believe that Ryder and Carl would eat that much food. The number 45 is most likely the Foul Burger combo, as it contains no drink, leading Smoke to order an additional large soda to compensate. Also, it can have cheese. And number 7 is a true mystery. But given that when Smoke is eating his food in the car, he doesn't make any of the hallmark fried chicken eating sounds, it is most likely not the Cluckin' Huge meal. We can extrapolate it is most likely the Little Clucker meal, as that could contain nuggets. Given these facts, we can extrapolate that Big Smoke orders contains 5 regular fries, 1 large fries, 4 regular sodas, 2 large sodas, 5 burgers, 1 six-pack of nuggets, 1 chicken wrap, 1 salad. It is also revealed that Smoke ate everyone else's food as well. 1 salad, 1 chicken wrap, 3 sodas, 2 burgers, which is about 26,364 kilojoules of energy, and over twice the adult recommended intake, even if Smoke didn't drink all 9 sodas. More ridiculous is the fact that he ate it over the span of 5 to 10 minutes, as shown by the cutscene at the end of the mission where Smoke leaves the car without the food. But to put that in perspective, the world record for most hamburgers eaten in 3 minutes, 12, So it really isn't that impressive, but what really gets me is that even though there is such a large amount, it is all handed to Smoke at the drive-thru in one single bag. Wouldn't the bag be way too heavy? So, some good points made about the two-minute comedy cutscene in the video game from 20 years ago.
God damn, man.
Great scene, by the way.
That's insane. It's insane that somebody took that much time to not only to think that,
mm-hmm.
let alone to sit there and type all of that out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, other people read it and they were like, mm-hmm, that's right. Go on, brother.
Mm-hmm. Is that your that's your impression of Big Smoke
from Andreas? CJ.
I never played.
The last one I played was Grand Theft Auto 2 on PlayStation. Really liked that one. That was fun.
You haven't played one since then? That was
that's 3D.
25 years ago?
I did play 3. But that was also 25 years ago. So, no, I haven't.
Yeah, GTA 2 came out in 1999.
Yep, sounds about right.
Oh boy! Hey guys, remember the 90s? Bye bye.